We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Head out now on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's normally in here on Wednesday, but he's a busy guy. You know, his team's winning games, and he's out on the road doing his stuff. Jason Longshore, our guest now on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jason, how you feeling today?
Feeling better after the weekend's match, huh?
Unbelievable. Watching the crowd, seeing what was going on. Our buddies from the faction were there like, I don't know, like 6 o'clock in the morning getting set up over there at the Gulch. What was the pregame like being a part of that, doing your stuff downtown?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I pulled into the Gulch around 11 o'clock or so, and people were already filling in. You could already smell the barbecues going. You could see the folks having the drinks. I did not partake in that because I had a lot of work to do on Sunday. It was a busy day.
So, wait, Jason. You couldn't at 11 o'clock grab one of those Tito's and lemonades and be much better by the time kickoff happened?
No, I got to pace myself. I got a long day ahead with pre-match coverage, post-match coverage. So it's all about the marathon for me on a game day.
I love it. Jason Longshore hanging out with Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In our next segment, we'll have Dave Pasch, play-by-play man of ABC and ESPN, and Torian Prince, small forward for our Hawks, will join us at 1:40. It is Interview Palooza here in the 1 o'clock hour on the Midday Show with Rick and John. So, Jason, last week we talked about the crowd. And, you know, maybe 72,000 plus, be a little nervous. You're 0-1. You're playing a team that that beat you last year, kind of had your number. What was it like? What was – and Mike Conti was telling me 25 minutes into the game was the first goal. That is a decent stretch of time. You got one game with a bagel and then 25 more minutes with a bagel in the goal column. Was it getting nervous or were people just at a fever pitch the entire time?
Pretty fever pitched the whole way. It was building, and Mike actually said it on the broadcast maybe 5-6 minutes before the goal that he felt like it was coming. You know, Atlanta started in a different formation this week, played the 3-5-2. You got Michael Parkhurst back into the starting lineup at center back, and you got Jeff Larinowicz back in his best position as a defensive midfielder. That helped a lot, but it took a little bit of time, I think, to work out the chemistry with a different shape. And the chances just kept building, and finally broke through about midway through the first half. That, I think, kicked things off to another level for the fans. And then you get two goals back-to-back in the second half, and the celebration was on.
You mentioned the 3-5-2, and I read a lot about that this week. In layman's terms, what's the difference in the alignment that they ran this week as opposed to week one?
So it changed the shape a little bit. Typically, they play with two center backs as opposed to three. What it did was it allowed Michael Parkhurst, coming back into the starting lineup, to be very free in organizing the defense. He wasn't really tasked with picking up a forward and marking them. He was able to organize. He had Leandro Gonzalez Pires and Franco Escobar, two aggressive center backs on either side of him. They were doing a lot of the dirty work. Parkhurst is organizing things. You get Julian Gressel on the right side and Greg Garza on the left, spreading the field, covering the whole field, getting involved in the attack, but also dropping in and defending. And then you get Jeff Larinowicz in front of those three center backs. And Jeff Larinowicz is one of the smartest players in this league, and he was able to adjust his game to where he did a lot and had a huge impact on the shape without running around. And he was able to keep the team organized in front of him. That's what Jeff Larinowicz does. It's such an unsung role, and you have to really look for it to see how important it is. But the team looked so much better with Larinowicz back in the holding midfield.
Jason Longshore, presumably wearing a Kango hat. He is the one half of the broadcast team with Mike Conti on the Atlanta United Radio Network. Saturday night, y'all will be balling, and certainly we'll get into that game here in just a second. But going back to the win over DC United, tell me what you saw from Brad Guzan in goal that was different from that first game when we gave up a bunch of goals. Did he have to make any adjustments, or did he just play better?
No, it was really the pieces in front of him more than anything. DC doesn't present quite as much of an attacking threat as Houston, especially Houston and in their home stadium. And Atlanta in front of Brad Kazan was able to just nullify most of the chances. He didn't have to do a whole lot. And that was maybe the biggest difference here is Brad Kazan's a goalkeeper who can step up and make the big save when needed. And he made some big saves in Houston. But the team in front of him gave up too many quality chances. Against D.C., they limited those chances. D.C. only had one shot, and it was the last touch of the first half that Brad Kazan even had anything to do in the first half.
The law firm of Martinez, Almiron, and Villalba played their rear ends off in game number two. Does this look like what you expect from them moving forward?
Yeah, those are your three headliners. You know, those were your three designated players from day one, and they looked like it on Sunday. You get them in a position where that shape, that 3-5-2, allowed all of them to be very free. Almiron could kind of drift out to the left and take space, get him on his favored left foot. Tito Villalba was able to drop into the midfield and help in possession and help start some counterattacks. And Joseph Martinez was dropping into the midfield as well in possession. You know, you basically had the shape behind those three, and then those three were free to play and really find the game. And when you have players of that ability and that type of attacking ability, you want to let them do what they do best. And that shape that Tata Martino threw out on Sunday allowed them to do that.
Jason Longshore hanging out with Rick and John here, throwing our midday party in the Kia Studios. Talk to me about Andrew Carlton. I kind of thought he was going to be a bigger part of the plan with Barco's injury. That has not been the case. He's played one game so far this year and has played only 1 minute. So what's sort of his standing with the team?
He's young. He's still coming into it. And I think both games kind of presented themselves in a way that it was harder for Martino to get Carlton in. He was in the 18 in both. He did not appear in Houston, which surprised me a little bit. I thought once that game kind of got away that it was an opportunity to get him in a no-risk situation. But on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz, Andrew Carlton was going to come in sooner. He was about to come in right before the DC goal. And when that happened, Tata Martino held the sub back, wanted to make sure he kept Miguel Almiron on because Almiron's a stronger defender than Carlton. Almiron will do a lot of that dirty work that Carlton's still really learning. So the game really, the way the game state happened, it kind of took that away from Martino to allow Carlton to play more. He's going to see a lot of time with the second team, especially early in the season. That's where he has to go and prove it that he's ready for those opportunities because the attacking side of Andrew Carlton's game is not a problem. But it's all about developing the whole game, the work off the ball, the defensive work. Those are the next steps for him.
Sold-out crowd again at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. League record, 72,035 tickets were sold. I read that it was the fourth largest soccer crowd in the world. I mean, this team and this crowd and this fan base seemingly week in and week out surpasses even the loftiest of expectations. What was that like as a broadcaster being in there?
Oh, there were times where it was so loud. I mean, I'm still like cranking up the audio so I can hear Mike and he's sitting right next to me. It got like that at times. The Benz is just, it holds sound when the roof is closed and it gets so loud in there. Julian Gressel told us after the match when we were able to interview him that he can see it in the opposition at times. When that crowd gets going, and especially after the second goal, DC was flustered. I mean, you get that much noise going and it takes you off of your game and it helps Atlanta score goals in bunches. We saw it last year. We saw it again Sunday.
The Vancouver Whitecaps FC will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium Saturday night, 7:30. It'll be on Fox Sports South. Obviously, you can listen to it right here. Mike Conti, Jason Longshore on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kind of chop this one up for me a little bit, this match. Do we have Vancouver where we want them? I mean, is this a match we should win?
This is a really interesting matchup because Vancouver plays about as opposite of a style from Atlanta United as you can find. They've scored two goals in each of their matches, but they don't take a lot of shots. They don't really want the ball in terms of possession. They're big, they're strong, they're good on set pieces, and they're good on crosses. Those are some of Atlanta United's weaknesses. Atlanta's going to have to control possession, limit turnovers against Vancouver, and limit those set piece opportunities, because you're looking at a Vancouver team that throws out 7-8 guys that are 6 foot tall or taller. Atlanta United doesn't have that. And Atlanta struggled last year against Vancouver, where they gave up goals off of set pieces. They have to limit those opportunities, and they have to take advantage of the opportunities they create. Keep the ball on the ground, play fast, use your speed.
Jason, I know you're a big soccer guy, but you also love all sports. Who do you have in your Final Four? I know you filled a bracket out.
Oh, I'm still working through it. I had Virginia, but now I got to look at that one. Michigan, I'm thinking Michigan can get there. I don't know. I'm still working through it, to be honest. I'm still disappointed about this Georgia basketball situation you guys were talking about before I came on, with Thad Matta kind of using Georgia to keep the gravy train coming in. It's frustrating.
It's bad business, man. But he's got to do what he's got to do. He's got to keep the gravy train rolling. And it's just the most Georgia thing ever, mm-hmm. times 100. Right, Jason? It's just like, again, we're just being used as a pawn to keep Thad Matta paid. Are you kidding me?
It's so frustrating. I was at UGA during the Tubby Smith time, and that brought so much excitement to Georgia basketball that we just never had. And it's never gotten back to that point after he walked and went to Kentucky. It's just so frustrating, because I loved going to the basketball games. I loved watching Jumaine Jones, D.A. Lane, Ray Harris, and Michael Chadwick. Great players, just can never get over that hump. I want that program to be what it should be.
I think we all do. We'd love to see them play some good ball. Have a great call coming up on Saturday. Get us another win this week.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.